The following information was recorded in July 2010 and is the property of the Office of the Public Guardian in Scotland. The Office of the Public Guardian is part of the Scottish Court Service. This information relates to the Adults with Incapacity Scotland Act 2000. This leaflet is entitled, What is the Access to Funds Scheme? The Access to Funds Scheme is an arrangement that will allow an individual, individuals or an organisation to access the funds of an adult who is no longer capable of accessing their own funds. This will give authority to the applicant to pay the day-to-day living expenses and any debts due by the adult. This scheme will also allow an individual or individuals or an organisation to request information about an adult's accounts, open a bank or building society or other account in the sole name of an adult, or transfer funds between accounts and close accounts where necessary. What does incapable mean? A person's capacity could be impaired gradually or suddenly as a result of an accident or illness. A registered and licensed medical doctor will be able to say whether or not that person is incapable. What would access to funds be used for? Access to funds could be used to pay gas and electricity bills or to buy things such as clothes, toiletries, food or anything that the adult was in the habit of buying or paying for on a regular basis. It can also be used to request a lump sum to pay off any existing debts or to purchase specific items required by the adult. How would you access the funds belonging to an adult? The adult will require to have a bank or building society or other account in their sole name. You can make an application to the Public Guardian's office using Form ATF2 to request access to funds belonging to an adult. If the adult does not have an account, you can also use the same form to request authority to open an account. What if you do not have any information about the adult's finances? You can make an application to the Public Guardian's office using Form ATF1 to request account information. Various items of information about accounts can be requested, for example, where the account is held, the account details, the balance of funds in the account, and any other information needed to allow you to decide if the ATF scheme is suitable for use on the adult's behalf. Who can apply? An individual or individuals or an organisation may apply to access the funds of an incapable adult. Organisations wishing to apply will have to be approved by the Public Guardian. A list of approved organisations will be held at the Public Guardian's office. How many people can apply to access an adult's funds? More than one person can be named on the application form. It will also be possible to add others at a future date on application to the Public Guardian's office. If you are a Department of Work and Pensions appointee, do you need to consider applying to the Access to Funds Scheme? If there is already an appointment in place to manage an adult's benefits, it may not be necessary to apply to access the adult's bank account. However, if an adult has savings or an occupational pension, an application for an access to funds may be required in addition to the appointeeship. How do you apply for access to funds? Application form ATF2 must be completed and countersigned by an appropriate person. A completed medical certificate will be required and should be sent to the Public Guardian's office along with the completed application form. All of the foregoing information is available from our website or by telephoning the Public Guardian's office on 01324 678 300. How much does it cost? A registration fee will be payable to the Public Guardian's office. Information about fees can be accessed on our website or by telephoning the office. Other fees may be payable if supplementary applications are made at a later date. The registered and licensed doctor may also charge a fee for the medical certificate. The Public Guardian provides guidance and assistance free of charge. If you employ a solicitor to do this, their professional fees will apply. Can you be reimbursed for these costs? These costs can be met from the adult's funds, provided they are shown in the application. However, restrictions do apply to the level of professional fees payable from the adult's funds. How long does it take the Office of the Public Guardian to give authority? It will take a minimum of 25 days for the Public Guardian to grant authority and issue a certificate of authority to the withdrawer. The withdrawer is the name given to the person appointed by the Public Guardian to access the funds of an incapable adult. How does it work? Once the Public Guardian has issued a certificate of authority to the withdrawer, a bank account must be opened to transfer the funds requested in the application to the new account. This account is known as the designated account. The account must be opened in the name of the withdrawer, and it must be clear on the account that it is being operated on behalf of the adult. When the withdrawer receives the certificate of authority, he or she should contact the bank or building society and inform them of their appointment. The bank or building society will need to see the certificate of authority to make a note of all the necessary details to set up access to the adult's funds. The certificate will specify how much money is to be taken from the adult's account and transferred to the designated account. The certificate will also show how often the funds are to be transferred. Can the withdrawer access all the money in the bank account? No. The withdrawer is not given direct access to the adult's account. The withdrawer can only use the money transferred to the designated account for the purposes identified in the application and as approved by the Public Guardian. What if the adult has more than one account in their sole name? An applicant can apply to transfer funds between certain accounts by using Form ATF2. Who checks that the withdrawer is using the money for the benefit of the adult? The Office of the Public Guardian will ask to see statements of the designated account which the withdrawer opened, and may request a review to make sure that the money is spent in the way that it was agreed in the application. For how long is a withdrawer appointed? The appointment is normally set at 3 years, but this period can either be reduced or extended, provided the Public Guardian is satisfied of the need to change it. Where can you get more information? The staff of the Public Guardian's office will be happy to answer any inquiry about how to make an application and will detail what happens afterwards. Your local Citizens Advice Bureau or solicitor may also be able to help. How can I contact the Office of the Public Guardian? The address is the Office of the Public Guardian, Scotland, Hadrian House, Callendar Business Park, Callendar Road, Falkirk, FK1 1XR. If you are a legal professional, you can use the following legal postal addresses: DX550360, Falkirk 3, or LP-17, Falkirk. The telephone and other contact details are as follows. You can contact us on 01324 678 300 or send a fax on 01324 678 301. Our email address is opg@scotcourts.gov.uk, And our website address is www.publicguardian-scotland.gov.uk. The Office of the Public Guardian is open to the public from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday.